These days of budget shortfalls and service cuts, the U.S. Postal Service says it wants to end Saturday delivery service. The move is part of a comprehensive plan aimed at cutting costs and keeping pace in the modern world of FedEx, UPS, email, and text messaging. So we continue the NPR series on the post office. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco gets the view from Los Angeles.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Like letter carriers throughout the years, Rebecca Renteria is greeted each day by a chorus of human and furry friends.
I'm not scared of the dogs.
I'm a cat lover.
As Renteria hands Victor Granadino a stack of letters and bills, he tells her her job isn't much different from when his father was a mailman a generation ago, except back then mail was delivered twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon. Granadino says the U.S. Postal Service is wrong to think about cutting out Saturday service.
I think we need our mail on Saturday, especially for people who receive checks. Even if it's junk mail, I'm sorry to say that, but it has to be delivered.
Across town, resident Bill Webb argues that people rely on Saturday deliveries for things like prescription drugs. He says many in his South L.A. neighborhood would miss their beloved mailman on the weekends.
I think it would hurt the senior citizens more than it would hurt young people. They have essential needs like Social Security checks, things of that nature.
But the Postmaster General says since 2007, the volume of mail nationwide is down by 20%, some of that due to the slow economy. There's less advertising and other business mail, and many people pay their bills online. Chief Financial Officer Joe Corbett says this year the Postal Service had a larger-than-expected loss of $8.5 billion.
Delivery cost makes up almost half of our entire cost, so over $30 billion a year. We're doing what we can to be efficient there, but what we really need to do is simply reduce the number of trips.
Another big cost is pre-funding retiree benefits, which total $5.5 billion a year.
That's something that no other government agency and no other company, public company or private in the world, has a requirement of that magnitude.
The Postal Service was once the country's largest employer, but now has fewer than 600,000 workers. The National Association of Letter Carriers argues that cutting Saturday delivery service would mean another 80,000 jobs lost. Frederick Rolando is the union's president.
We think it's ridiculous to do anything to dismantle the delivery network that we have to 150 million addresses 6 days a week. It's one of our competitive edges is Saturday delivery.
Any change in the Postal Service requires an act of Congress. Rolando worries that communities would lose more than just their mail if Saturday service ends.
Carriers are so familiar with the neighborhood and who belongs there and who doesn't, or been the first on a scene of an accident or stop crime in neighborhoods, delivering babies, watching out for children. We check on the elderly.
But in this digital age, some people question the need for so-called snail mail. In this old episode of Seinfeld, the character Kramer asks to cancel his postal service altogether.
Well, what about your bills?
The bank can pay them.
The bank? Mm. And, well, what about your cards and letters?
Email, telephones, fax machines, FedEx, telex, telegrams, holograms.
All right, it's true. Of course nobody needs mail. What do you think you're so clever figuring that one out?
But someone has to deliver all those online purchases. Vic Bedrosian, who owns a small shop called Anytime in Culver City, says he relies on the Postal Service to sell clocks and watches.
If we have one less day to be able to ship and receive, that makes a huge difference when you're trying to satisfy your customer.
If it absolutely, positively has to be there on Saturdays, there are other options. But even the big guys, FedEx and UPS, sometimes depend on the Postal Service. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
And you can find out more on our series about the U.S. Postal Service at our website, npr.org. If it fits, it ships. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.